Friends, before we start our discussion on foreign exchange management subject, let me introduce myself. My name is Abhasaheb Chauhan, and I have developed this subject, foreign exchange management, for you, and accordingly, I would like to tell you that more than 45 years of professional banking experience which I had, I have been assigned this job of development of foreign exchange management academic book for you people by the Institute, Wellinger Institute of Management. And accordingly, I have accepted the task of doing so. And further development of it is the PowerPoint presentation for you for better understanding the subject matter. So with this brief introduction about me and subject, let me talk about the subject, the foreign exchange management. Now, in this subject, it's a very critical and very important as far as country's foreign exchange reserve is concerned. So under the circumstances, whenever there is a dealing in foreign currency or foreign exchange, there is always movement of currency and there is always confusion in the minds of the people, how the rates are determined, what would be the proper currency and all these things. So under these circumstances, this book was developed in taking into consideration the objective of the objective is to understand and discuss the concept of the foreign exchange with its legal and practical definitions and significance in the international trade and its economic policy. The understanding also deals with how the foreign exchange functions and also understand the key elements such as the balance of payment, sources and uses of the foreign exchange, regulatory framework and recent development in global currency system. So the presentation structure will revolve around the points such as definition of the foreign exchange, need of the foreign exchange, then fundamentals, then importance of certain foreign exchange to the country, and how this foreign exchange is obtained. Balance of payment and the foreign exchange is also equally important as far as the foreign exchange is concerned, which will also we are dealing with in brief. And the players, most important, the players in the foreign exchange market who can deal in foreign exchange. So the foreign exchange management is nothing but it is a cornerstone of international trade and financial integration. Every country wants the foreign exchange and they wanted to keep their reserve as much as possible on higher side. So in our chapter, we are covering this concept. While going forward, first let us understand the definition of this foreign exchange. The most appropriate definition of the foreign exchange as per the Foreign Exchange Management Act is the currency. Foreign exchange is nothing but it is any currency other than the Indian currency or domestic currency, you can say. Any currency other than domestic currency is called as a foreign exchange. What it constitutes? It constitutes deposit, credit and balance payable in foreign currency. So everything is in foreign currency. So likewise, the draft, traveler's checks, letter of credit, bill of exchange, which are expressed and drawn in Indian currency but payable in any foreign currency. Similar manner, the drafts, traveler's checks, letter of credit or bill of exchange which is drawn by the banks, institutions or a person who are outside India but payable in India. That is covered under this foreign exchange. Now, therefore, you understood. In addition to that, there is a further development in foreign exchange market, that is payment made through the SWIFT or digital currency, I can say. digital currency can, or virtual transaction, digital currency and virtual transaction, such as those transactions which are settled through the SWIFT or blockchain-based mechanism for the cross-border settlement, or emerging central bank digital currency, CBDC. Although at the latter stage, it will be evolving the legal and political framework globally that will also include under the foreign exchange. Thus, in short, the foreign exchange means the physical and digital currency, convertible claims and payments, payments instruments in foreign currency, and increasingly the digital alternative to the currency such as stablecoin and CBDC when it is used for the cross-border payments. Now you will ask me, what is the need of the foreign exchange? The foreign exchange is very much required for the country. Suppose if you consider the export and import, then for exporters who earns the foreign exchange, they must convert that foreign exchange into its domestic currency to meet its operational expenses, because it cannot be traded, foreign currency cannot be traded, so it needs to be converted into domestic currency. Similar manner, if importer requires to make the payment in foreign currency, they have to pay to the overseas supplier after conversion of Indian rupee into other currency in which invoice is drawn. Therefore, the FX market facilitates the conversion process. That is, means one into another. That is a conversion process, enabling the cross-border trade, foreign investment, tourism, education abroad, and remittances. If any one of this is received foreign currency or want to send the foreign currency amount, there is a need to convert one currency into another currency. That is, domestic currency into foreign currency, or foreign currency into domestic currency. Therefore, there is need of foreign exchange. Hope you understood this. Now, the foreign exchange fundamentals. Going forward, we have to understand the fundamentals of the foreign exchange. Now, the key fundamentals of the foreign exchange, key fundamentals of the foreign exchange to understand it is, number one, currency should be a legal tender, and that will be only within the issuing country. In any other country, suppose Indian rupees, if you take and go to the UK, Indian rupee will not be traded over there, right? It cannot be exchanged immediately. It is not a legal tender there, because that country's currency, if you are in London, then GBP will be used. Indian rupee, no one will take. Similar manner, if any person from USA comes and he gives the dollar to the shop owners or a shop while purchasing certain things, he will not exchange these goods against that dollars immediately with because the value of that particular currency is not known. So under the circumstances, any foreign exchange is a legal tender in that country only, in which countries it issues it. Next, all countries have their own currencies, and this currency is a distinct and different from that of the others. India has a rupee, Japan has a yen, United States has a dollars, and it possesses the currency of the country, which is useful usually only in that country because it is the legal tender of the country. This currency exchange involves the financial instruments and interbank positions also. Then, importance of the foreign currency. Now let us understand, what is the importance of the foreign exchange to the country? Logically, if you look at, when you are dealing with the other countries, definitely nothing can be dealt without currency. And currency of that country with whom you are dealing is very important. So foreign exchange is a vital economic resource for all the countries, which enables payment for imports, then servicing the external debts, then stability to the macroeconomic policy, investment inflow and outflow, and the sovereign wealth and reserve management. Country which has got the higher foreign exchange reserve, FX reserve means foreign exchange reserve, such as China, India, Switzerland and Russia, enjoy the greater economic stability and geopolitical influence. For example, if you look at our own country, India, the FX reserve, as of now, is around $690 billion US dollar. As of now, that means I'm talking in terms of as on 31st December. Okay, in mid of the 2025, that is last year, it was approximately $660 million. So every year it is going increasing. So the offering substantially, it offers the substantial import covers and cushioning against the external shocks. Therefore, for any country without adequate foreign exchange, the country may be unable to pay its critical imports like crude oil, fertilizers, medicines, etc. Then they may face the currency depreciation and inflation. They may also experience the economic crisis or default, as we have seen in Sri Lanka in 2022 or Argentina periodically. Now, when you understand the fundamentals, basic fundamentals of the foreign exchange, now let us understand how this foreign exchange is obtained. What are the major sources of obtaining the foreign currency? See, largely, export of goods and services, where you are sending the goods, you are receiving the foreign exchange. Then remittances from diaspora, foreign national or Indian nationals who are residing abroad, which are called as NRIs, non-resident Indians, they are sending the remittances to their home country, that is India. So remittances from diaspora is also considered as it is an important foreign exchange earning for the country. Then foreign direct investment in the companies, FDI, and the foreign portfolio investment, that is FPI, is also important source of the foreign exchange to the country. Then external borrowing, ECB, external currency borrowing from the bilateral and multilateral agencies for the purpose of borrowing by the companies in India, in foreign exchange. Then grants and aid which is received from abroad, and the tourism and educational services, foreign tourists, when they are coming into India, they bring the foreign exchange, as well as the students who are coming to India for taking the educations, they will also earn the foreign exchange. So these are some of the sources, major inflow sources of the foreign exchange into India. Now, if country improves its export of the goods and services, its foreign exchange reserve would also improve. In addition, if it has a large workforce outside, abroad, and if they are sending the remittances, then in that case, the free foreign currency definitely will be increased and reserve will automatically increase for the country. Now, if you see the inflow, now there is likely, at the same time, there will be outflow also. So outflow consists of import of the goods and services. When you are availing the services from any experts from abroad, you have to make the payment. When you are importing the goods from abroad, you have to make the payment in foreign currency, in that country's currency. Then if debts are serviced and repayments are required to be made, then in that case also you have to make the payment. Then profit repatriation by the foreign companies, those companies who are working in India, they are permitted to send the profit earned by them, certain percentage of the profit earned by them, after deducting the taxes and all these things, to their parent country. So that is also outflow. Then going abroad for travel purpose, going abroad for education purpose, going abroad for the medical purpose, which requires the foreign currency, which needs the foreign currency, and that is the major outflow. Then capital flight and investment overseas, like ODI, overseas direct investment, or overseas investment in companies. These are major outflows of the foreign currency. Country has sometimes the adverse balance position, balance of payment trade position. That means balance of trade adverse position means the import will be more and export will be less. Therefore, when import exceeds the exports or has a very high debt servicing obligation, then the foreign exchange reserve would also be low and even nil. This is so for many African countries. There is no foreign exchange to service the debts also with them. It is therefore, it is important to note that international trade is a single most important factor which affects the foreign exchange reserve of country. Now, let us understand when I referred as a balance of payment. Balance of trade, you know, import and export, if there is a parity between this, then it can be, equilibrium must be engaged, otherwise it will have an impact on the balance of payment also due to adverse position of balance of trade. Now, this is balance of payment. Balance of payment means what? The balance of payment is nothing but it is a systematic record of all the economic transactions between the resident of the country, all the economic transactions of the resident of the country and the rest of the world. This balance of payment, as the very name indicates, that it is the balance of receipts and balance of payment in foreign exchange. So if the total payment exceeds the total receipts, then there is an adverse balance of payment position. While if there is a total receipts exceeds the total payments, then there will be a positive balance of payment position. Therefore, this balance of payment position is divided into two accounts. One is a current account and second one is a capital account. In current account, what it includes? The current account includes the merchandise trade, which comprises the export and import of goods. Current account consists of merchandise of the trade and invisible current international payment for items which are other than the merchandise exports and import, such as travel, transportation, interest, dividend payment, and likewise. When the receipts of the current account exceeds the payment, a current account surplus is said to arise and vice versa. The current account surplus would improve the foreign exchange reserve, while the current account deficit would reduce the foreign exchange reserve. So, it includes two key components, current account. Current account components are export and import of the goods and services, income receipts, that is interest and dividend, etc. Then transfers. Transfers means remittance, gifts, etc. Now, let us understand the capital account. Capital account refers to the account of the external borrowing or repayment of external borrowing or external investment or disinvestment and likes. If the country's external borrowing and its disinvestment exceeds the repayment and investment, a surplus on the capital account would be generated. Then in that case, it will be said that it will be surplus capital account. On the other hand, if the loan repayment and the investment, if it exceeds the borrowing and inflow, a capital account deficit will be said. Then capital account component consists of the foreign direct investment and foreign portfolio investment, that is FDI and FPI, then loans and repayment, then changes in the reserve assets. Now, while understanding the basic gamut of the foreign exchange, let us understand who are the players in the foreign exchange market. Now, basically, in global foreign exchange market, which is the largest one and most liquid financial market with daily trading volume approximately $7.5 trillion in 2024, the key participants in the foreign exchange market consist of who can handle or who can deal in the foreign exchange market. Commercial bank, central banks, investment firms, hedge funds, multinational companies with the global operations, and the currency brokers, dealers, retail investors through the online forex platform, and crypto exchange for stable coin, crypto FX trades. Now, who can deal? After understanding who are playing in the foreign exchange market, now let us understand who can deal in foreign exchange further. So, in order to deal in the foreign exchange in India particularly, to buy or sell the foreign exchange, the bank or institutions must have procured the license from Reserve Bank of India under the Foreign Exchange Management Act from the Exchange Control Department of Reserve Bank of India. This license is issued for a year and must be renewed annually, this foreign exchange license, okay? And when such a license is issued, then it is called as authorized dealer. So that entity to whom a license is issued by Reserve Bank of India to deal in foreign exchange, then in that case, they are called as authorized dealer in foreign exchange. So the Reserve Bank of India issues the license to deal in foreign currency. In forex market, not necessarily the authorized dealers are restricted only to the bank. There are other entities that may include the Treasury Department of major multinational companies. Okay, then there may be certain money changers also. Then travel agents also, they are permitted to have the foreign currency account to deal with their clients. Okay, so they are known as, all these are known as authorized money changers. Okay, and they are permitted to buy and sell the small entities, the authorized money changers who are permitted to buy or sell the small quantity of the foreign exchange on behalf of their customers, but are not allowed to buy or sell their own account. Therefore, they are only permitted to deal in foreign currency notes and traveler's checks only, and no trade-related transaction they can undertake. Now, authorized dealer categories. How the authorized dealer? There are three types of authorized dealers are there. They can categorize into three. Category 1 authorized dealer, Category 2 authorized dealer, and Category 3 authorized dealer. Category 1 authorized dealer is nothing but it is a full service banks handling the all FX transaction, that is foreign exchange transaction. Category 2 are nothing but they are the non-banking entities which are permitted to handle the limited foreign exchange activities. And Category 3 are the foreign exchange brokers and money changers. Okay. Now, there are certain reforms very recently happened which allows the UPI integration with the foreign wallets. For example, UPI Pay Now between India and Singapore. Okay, then it enables RuPay credit cards for foreign transactions, and it is supported by the limited digital rupee cross-border trials with the select countries. Friends, this is the basic. So more chapters, we are going deep dive into the more actions and more understanding about the foreign exchange management. Thank you very much.